From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Lawrence Stanforth and Edward McKinley are reporting for the Times Union. A member of the Malta Town Board is calling for the resignation of a zoning board member after photos allegedly showing her in the midst of the U.S. Capitol siege surfaced online over the weekend. Republican Timothy Dunn told the Times Union he spoke with the town GOP chairman after photos started circulating on social media of a woman being led off the Capitol grounds by police. The woman is believed to be Sharon Pineo of Round Lake and a member of the Malta ZBA. Dunn said Pineo had confirmed she was in the midst of the attempted coup on Wednesday, January 6, but he has not been able to confirm the allegation with her directly. Pineo helped organize a charter bus trip that took Capital Region residents to the March on Congress, which eventually devolved into a violent criminal raid on the U.S. Capitol while Congress was meeting to certify the 2020 Electoral College vote. Hundreds carrying flags in support of Donald J. Trump stormed the building, with some forcing their way past police in riot gear, as well as breaking doors and windows. A December 22nd Facebook post to the Upstate Conservative Coalition provides Pineo's email address for people to contact her to sign up for the bus trip to Washington. The Times Union could not immediately reach Ted Willett, the Malta GOP chairman, for comment. Multiple calls to Saratoga County GOP Chairman Carl Zielman have not been returned, nor was the paper able to reach Pineo. Malta Supervisor Darren O'Connor said, and I quote, "I don't have confirmation, it's her, and I still lack enough info to commit to a particular course of action," end quote. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors last month adopted its 2021 budget that, for the first time in 5 years, reduces spending over the previous year. The $155.5 million spending plan, $4 million less than 2020, includes a $2.3 million decrease in salaries and imposes a hiring freeze. The tax levy exceeds the previous year, but contributes about the same percentage to overall county spending. It remains unknown if there will be cuts to state aid. In addition to salary cuts and a hiring freeze, the county has cut expenditures under the machinery budget line by $948,000 and the county road budget line by $899,000. Matt Murrell, board chairman, said, and I quote, "No program maintained by the county has been eliminated and no services have been cut. No reduction in the workforce has been planned," end quote. In addition, he said, and I quote, "The union agreement not to take raises includes a proviso that this would be revisited in mid-2021 to determine if circumstances call for their restoration," end quote. Murrell said this would occur only in the event that a more stable revenue stream returns. Notwithstanding the cuts overall, the county will spend more on solid waste and capital projects next year. County Controller Rob Campanera said the cost of garbage has increased and capital expenditures will go up to cover the cost of new voting machines. The budget already anticipates $3.5 million less in state aid and $1.1 million less in sales tax revenue. The budget was adopted unanimously by the full board, and you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Hudson is one of three cities in the Hudson Valley to receive $1 million from Enterprise Community Partners Incorporated to implement target strategies designed to help prevent displacement of residents from their homes and community. Last year, Hudson, Kingston, and Newburgh each formed an anti-displacement leaning network and then worked with Enterprise over 9 months to identify displacement triggers and design targeted approaches to address them. Resident displacement is a major cause of community destabilization statewide in New York, and displacement disproportionately harms low-income communities and people of color. According to its website, Enterprise, and I quote, is the only national nonprofit that addresses America's affordable housing crisis from every angle, end quote. It employs more than 1,100 people nationwide, and you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.